Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with the Kia Dealers of Ireland. Our showrooms are open for business with your health and safety our priority. For more, log on to kia.com.
1850 715 815.
Hello, good afternoon, and you're very welcome to Liveline.
Liveline on
Sil Fox, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, George. So great to talk to you. And it's, on a day like this.
Well, tell us about the day like this. You've gone through, as you describe, you've gone through hell for nearly 2 years over this sexual assault allegation and the case in the district court. When did you discover that the case had been dismissed?
Well, I heard this morning that my son Cyril rang me to tell me that it's all over, Dad. So he was obviously got notification from the solicitors. And it was great for me when I heard that. I could not believe it. It's unbelievable. As if the weight of the world has been lifted off my shoulders. I just cannot believe it. But of course, I knew, well, the law is funny, I suppose, but I knew I had done nothing wrong. So like, that's what kept me going all the time. And it was proven in the end.
And the judge said a conflict of evidence in the evidence of the complainant and the CCTV footage shown to the court was a significant issue, Justice Judge Murphy said in the district court. What has it been like? You're 87 years of age. When were you first aware that the police were investigating this complaint, Sil?
I think it was around February. I was at home.
Last year.
Last year, and this two police officers came in and told me that there was a complaint against me. I said, I couldn't believe it. And they asked me to go down to Pier Street Garda Station, which they did. And then they told me that there was a woman said I groped her or I put my hands and all this. And I couldn't believe it. I said, they must be having me on. So then they sent for me again the second time. I went down again and I was brought into this room, made a statement. And I done everything that they asked me to. So, but the court, they said it was going to go to court. I didn't think it would because I knew I did nothing wrong.
So what was your reaction when the Gardaí informed you that the DPP had decided to press charges in the district court?
I just could not believe it. I said there must be something wrong here. Maybe some... Couldn't be me, I said. I didn't do anything.
And then it was in the newspapers, and you got up to and including yesterday, you were in the Irish Times, the Irish. There's always a photograph of you every time the case was called, and it was called again and again. So what was it like when it made the media?
Well, when I couldn't believe it, that the whole world knew that I was being convicted of something that I didn't do.
Well, you're being charged with something.
Yeah, I can't understand why my name was in it. The defence, as they claim, wasn't. Like Cliff Richards, they put his name in and he didn't do anything either.
Did you lose work?
Oh, I did. I haven't worked a day since.
Oh, my God.
I haven't worked a day since. I know this coronavirus has started in March, but I haven't worked since last July, and all the charity shows and the fundraisers and all the things we used to do, and Funny Friday, which ourselves, you know, they were all great times we had, and I missed them. Sometimes I used to cry when I realised that nobody wanted to know anything about me. You know, that they all believed I was guilty. But a lot of people, particularly all the gang off Funny Friday, they all believed in me. And they all...
All your friends believe. But one of the things that came out in court one of the things in court was that the Garda said, you know, you're 87 years of age, you've been in the entertainment industry for 60 years, taking photographs, and there's never been a complaint about this before. What other effect did it have on you over the last 18 months, Sil? You said you had sleepless nights.
I had sleepless nights, and I also found out that I wasn't as talkative as I would be when I see people out. I always thought that they didn't want to talk to me, although most of them did. But I always got the feeling that I was being a criminal, which I wasn't, obviously. But I did, and I felt very sad over the whole thing.
Yeah.
And now that it's over, I'm over the moon because the price, I've been proven right and I didn't do anything. So I can't understand all the fellas that are out there. They have to watch themselves now. You can't do anything. This Me Too movement, I think, that the women have, it's gone a bit too far. You know, but these, any fella, anybody can get into a photograph and that person who you got in with can just claim that you've done something wrong. And it's you that goes to court and it's your name that goes in, and it's not right. It's not right for this to happen. Well, I'm glad it's over, Joseph.
And what's ahead? You're 87 years of age. You haven't worked in well over a year. You've lost all the gigs. So the story is still around. Hopefully, as many people hear, you were acquitted and the case is missed, as has read about the case at every hand's turn over the last 18 months. But and the headline was always Syl Fox accused of sexual assault.
Always.
But anyway, Syl, like with COVID and the entertainment industry, I don't mean to be blunt, but like, should you not retire?
You cannot retire. You cannot retire. It's in your blood.
Do you think you'll get work again? Well, do you think any entertainment in the next year or so?
I think the way things are going, I don't think there'll be anything happening between now and Christmas.
Which Christmas, Syl?
Exactly. Yeah. Although I felt very good this morning. I went around the block 8 times. I walked around 8 times. You know.
Fair play.
Oh, yes. It's only a small concrete block, you know. I'll use it again tomorrow.
How did your family bear up, Syl?
My son is in Australia and my daughter's in Australia, and they are on the phone to me all the time, and they have confidence in me. Syl, of course, my son, he's very good.
He's been with you every step of the way.
Every step of the way, and he's organised everything.
And he's been on every occasion to anyone he could talk to, he professed your innocence.
Oh, everyone that said that.
And how did your wife Laura bear up on this strain?
She was obviously very upset. You know, I'm sure it's only natural when your husband is accused of something, something like that, which I would never do. But Cyril, of course, all the weddings that he does, he does all the weddings. He's a video expert, you know, and he's finding that there's no weddings even. You know, you still have a few funerals, which helps, you know, when people's only 8 people at a funeral.
And still, like, your health, your mental health, your physical health, how has that been affected?
It was very bad, yeah. No, indeed it was. Yeah. When you lose what you've worked at, and that goes, you begin to wonder what's left. What can you do? You know, I couldn't even play golf, which I loved. But as far as retirement is concerned, I'm going to try and get back out there and be better than ever if I get the chance.
Okay, well, it's a day that was a long time coming for you, Syl. We know that.
I know.
It was heard in the district court, which is the lowest court, but the DPP did decide to take the case, and you're the one. You're the photograph that was in all the papers all the time. But anyway, that's the nature of the world we live in. How are you going to celebrate, if at all, in the COVID world we live in?
I don't know. I haven't a clue yet. I'd obviously have a drink, but I don't know. I'm so over the moon at the moment. I'm so happy that it's all over and my life will restart.
Okay.
I hope. And you too, Joe. Thanks for all the help you've given me over Funny Fridays and all the laugh we had. Please God, we make it back.
In
the meantime, you look at yourself. Good luck to your programme.
Okay, you're very good. Okay, Syl Fox, who today, the case of sexual assault against him was dismissed in the district court. 51551, wash your hands.